the beat of a final wave of adulation for Edison Nascimento, better known to the world as Pelé. Fans of Santos, the club and town where he spent almost all of his playing days, were gathered to cheer him on for his final journey. From Villa Belmiro Stadium, where he first arrived as a callow 16-year-old, to the town cemetery, where he'll rest as an 82-year-old legend. Thousands more had already passed by his open casket inside the stadium during a 24-hour wake. New president Luis Inácio Lula was among the last of them, arriving by helicopter from Sao Paulo. Clayton Motta had a longer journey, 14 hours by bus, from his home in Minas Gerais, the state where Pelé was also born. Just for this, a chance to see the coffin go by. I asked him why, especially as, like the majority of people here, he'd been born too late to see Pelé in his prime.
When we were children, Brazilians were disappointed with politics, the economy and everything in the country, and Pelé was the first black person to be successful in Brazil. He was very respected everywhere he went in the world.
Pelé seemed to belong to the Brazilian people and then the world. A serial winner with a wide smile and humble demeanour flashed across TVs in Technicolor during the 1970 World Cup. Whoever he was with, from movie stars to U.S. presidents.
You probably are aware of who are with me here today. Oh, by the way, my name's Ronald Reagan.
He would almost always be the most famous person in the room. But for many saying goodbye in the town of Santos, the connection was less starry-eyed, more intimate.
My father, who unfortunately can't be here today because he passed away, was a big supporter of Santos and was friends with Pelé, with Pepe, Coutinho, Zito, Lima. He was great friends with them all. And I decided, along with my daughter and my mum, to come here to represent my father, because if he was alive, he would definitely be here, paying his homage to Pelé.
The funeral procession took 4 hours to wind through Santos and to get here to the town's vertical cemetery, just under a kilometre away.
Pelé had wanted to be placed on the ninth floor because 9 is the number that his dad, Dondinho, also a footballer, had on the back of his shirt. But his family actually changed that when he died and decided to put him on the first floor instead because they wanted him to be more accessible to the fans and people that wanted to come and visit him.
This, it seems, will be the new shrine for Pelé, in a country that still reveres him. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Santos.